Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 253. Eating the same foods repeatedly is stupid. Part 1 by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. And if you didn't know already, there are 4 other podcasts where we read you blogs. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to them in the same place you're hearing this show, by searching for Optimal Living Daily. Now, today's post from Steve Pavlina is brand new. He just finished a 40-day water fast. He likes to test the limits of his own body from time to time, and that was his most recent experiment. He has a video that he posted right as he was finishing it that you can check out. But anyway, the post today is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and the rest tomorrow. Oh, and I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July for those of you in the States. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. Eating the same foods repeatedly is stupid. Part one by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Do you have a tendency to eat the same foods over and over? Are you aware that it's much better for your overall health, mental functioning, and immunity to take in a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, greens, nuts, and seeds? Eating the same limited foods repeatedly increases the chance that you'll miss out on certain micronutrients, including many that haven't been identified or studied yet. A nutritionally restricted diet also increases your susceptibility to disease. Our forager ancestors moved around a lot and ate nutritionally different wild foods wherever they went. With the rise of agriculture, however, our diets became much less varied. Grocery stores now showcase essentially the same foods in every aisle: wheat, sugar, corn, soy, etc. Even fruits and vegetables have been hybridized over millennia to become the modern foods we see today. And many foods that look different are actually hybrids of a common ancestor. Broccoli, kale, kohlrabi, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage are human-created hybrids of the same plant. Humans have hybridized plants to emphasize certain traits, often making them bigger, sweeter, hardier, and easier to cultivate. When was the last time you ate a wild banana with seeds in it? Do you even know what a wild banana looks like? If not, Google wild banana to take a look. Upgrading your nutrient profile. A few weeks ago, I saw Dr. Joel Fuhrman at the Health Healing Happiness Conference in Las Vegas, since we were both speaking there. You may have heard of his well-known book, Eat to Live. He spoke about what he calls the nutritarian diet, which means eating a high quantity and quality of nutrients per calorie. The nutrient density idea was very familiar, and for most people knowledgeable about nutrition, it seems like a no-brainer that you'll function better if you eat foods with more nutrients per calorie, such as fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds. If, however, you populate your diet with low-quality items like refined and processed foods, your brain and other organs will suffer for it, and you'll experience a mental and emotional downgrade. As many personal growth enthusiasts discover, eating a highly nutritious plant-based diet yields powerful benefits for mental and emotional health, such as increased mental clarity and focus, stronger mental endurance, better memory, higher levels of motivation and ambition, and a happier mood. Every month, at least a few people email me about ongoing challenges with procrastination, chronic negative emotions, lack of focus, low ambition, and other mental problems. They frequently assume there must be a psychological solution or a mind hack that will help them. But mind-level solutions don't yield results if they aren't taking good care of their physical brains first. When I ask them what their diet and exercise habits are like, The response is almost always a diet low in fruits, vegetables, greens, nuts, and seeds with little or no exercise. How can you expect your mind to perform well if you aren't taking care of your brain properly? Drink more coffee to make up for the deficiency? In Conscious Growth Club, several members are currently doing health and fitness deep dives to explore how such changes affect their overall well-being. They're maintaining progress logs in the forums to share their results, get feedback, and make improvements as they go along. It's great to see this kind of activity. So many challenges we experience in life and business trace back to physical deficiencies or excesses that knock our minds out of balance. Our mental and emotional lives can become a lot richer and more abundant when we lay a solid foundation for a healthy brain. The catch-22 is that when you fail to feed your brain a healthy diet, you're more likely to succumb to procrastination, laziness, cynicism, mental fogginess, and other self-sabotaging mindsets. Even so, an all-out push to improve your nutritional intake and exercise habits can yield waves of empowering results, which in turn can give you the mindset and motivation to keep investing in further health improvements. I recently read the book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big by Scott Adams of Dilbert fame. He stresses the importance of diet and exercise to maintain high energy levels, since this provides the fuel for action and achievement. If you aren't enjoying high energy days consistently, especially in terms of your mental performance, look to your diet and exercise habits, since they're probably holding you back. If you're thinking that you'll have to eat differently than most people to be smarter mentally and happier emotionally, you're right. Do you want to be like the average person in your social circle, or would you rather be even smarter and happier? If you do the latter, you'll soon attract a smarter and happier social circle as well, and this will reinforce and support your positive progression. Nutritional variety on different timescales. One takeaway I gained from Dr. Furman's talk was the importance of nutritional variety across different timescales. He didn't speak to this point directly, but I picked it up as an underlying message. While I probably eat 8 to 10 different fruits and veggies and a few types of greens, nuts, and seeds in a typical day, I have a tendency to eat many of the same foods over and over on a longer timescale. For instance, I frequently make green smoothies with these same ingredients: bananas, spinach, mixed greens and or celery, orange or clementines, blueberries, strawberries or cherries, water or ice. Now and then I might blend in pineapple, maca, chia seeds, carob powder, mesquite powder, hemp seeds, or a few other items, but I rarely consider more than 15 possible ingredients. How many other items could I include in a smoothie though? Hundreds perhaps, just not all in the same smoothie. For other meals, I tend to eat the same items repeatedly too. Lately, I've been eating a big salad almost every day made with romaine lettuce, arugula, tomatoes, English cucumber, avocado, sun-dried tomatoes, sliced olives sometimes, microgreens or sprouts, olive oil, and balsamic vinegar. I love this salad, but of course, it's the same combo over and over most of the time. For cooked veggies, I often favor a pretty limited suite as well: zucchini, yellow squash, bok choy, peppers, onions, kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, and a few others. I often make steamed veggies and eat them with hummus. Over the span of a day or a week, this might look like a lot of variety, but it doesn't look as varied over a longer time span. Lately, I've been applying Dr. Furman's advice by injecting more variety into the foods I eat. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Eating the Same Foods Repeatedly is Stupid, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, based on what Steve revealed with regards to his fruit and veggie consumption, he's actually way ahead of most people when it comes to variety. There are so many edible fruits and veggies that we can eat, and grains, to be honest, that we just simply don't. We stick to what we know, so he's absolutely right there. Now, don't get me wrong. If you are able to squeeze in those 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and it's pretty much the same ones, okay, you're still ahead of the game. Most people don't even do that. But if you're getting used to it, try introducing one new fruit or vegetable, maybe even once a month. When you're at the grocery store, when you're at the farmer's market, say, I've never tried that before. I'm willing to give it a shot. Pick up just one piece of that fruit or vegetable and say, I'm going to try this week. You never know. You might actually like it. Plus, there are so many recipes available at the palm of your hand now. I guarantee you'll be able to find a delicious recipe for that particular fruit or vegetable. If you do try it and you don't like it the first time, that doesn't always mean you need to give up on it. I think I've shared this with you all before. I used to hate beets. To me, they tasted like dirt. But I noticed once they were cooked a little bit and with a little bit of balsamic vinegar, oh my gosh, now I'm a huge fan. I don't mind it on my salads. It's just got to be cooked a little bit first, and now I'm happy with it. So again, just try it, and it may take a couple of tries. It may take you being a little bit creative, and you may come around. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.